Well, we had to spring forward last week, waking to less sunlight, with our circadian rhythm out of whack, and we all knew that the first day of adjusting would be an adjustment. So what helped ease into the first day of saving light? And we'll welcome spring with a smile, a breakfast for champions. Hi, I'm Quantella Noto, Associate Professor and Director of Hospitality Management at Southeast Missouri State University. Breakfast is the meal where we break the fasting from the previous night. The first recorded daily morning meal comes from Egypt, where bread, beer, cheese, and onions got the day started, and during the Industrial Revolution, a meal in the morning was the fuel needed for a long day of work. Healthy, hearty, on the go, affordable, all are options for what's called the most important meal of the day. Who said breakfast is the most important meal of the day? General Mills, the Minneapolis-based food company founded in 1928 and maker of Cheerios, came up with that clever marketing campaign in 1944. Your most important meal of the day may depend on where you live or lived. If you're a Southerner, you may know your way around a good bowl of grits, served hot with butter, add cheese, or yes, Gulf shrimp, a side bacon and eggs, maybe throw in a hash brown casserole or a sausage biscuit. Yummy can't begin to describe that menu. From the East through the Midwest, I'm sure I ate my weight in French toast and blueberry pancakes, chicken and waffles, smooth and creamy oatmeal with cinnamon, corned beef hash, bagels and lox, and of course, cereal. Out West, you can start your day with huevos rancheros, chilaquiles, breakfast tacos, and burritos, Denver omelets, and mounds of fresh fruit. All of those pair well with a good breakfast beverage, but that's another show. I try to have a healthy breakfast, and many days I do. But my weakness, which is getting expensive, is bacon and eggs. I am painfully aware of the price of eggs. I paid $7.29 for a dozen and $2 extra for four of them at Waffle House recently. We've been eating eggs for about 6 million years, thanks to Egypt and China, who domesticated hens for egg production. Bacon dates to 1500 BC, making it one of the oldest cuts of meat. Surprisingly, bacon and eggs for breakfast can be traced back to Sigmund Freud, whose nephew, Edward Bernays, a man of propaganda and public relations, is credited with introducing bacon and eggs into the American breakfast. In the 1920s, Americans usually ate a light breakfast. To increase bacon sales, Bernays wrote to 5,000 doctors asking whether a heavy breakfast was better for health than a light breakfast. 4,500 doctors responded that a heavy breakfast was better for health, as the body is depleted of nutrients after a night of sleep. It was published in newspapers across America, and bacon and eggs became the ideal choice. And for all you husbands out there, the term bringing home the bacon originated in 12th century England. If a married man could testify in front of God that he had not argued with his wife in a year, he would be awarded a side of bacon, and it was a great honor. If your breakfast is globally inspired, you might have a bowl of noodles with veggies or fish or cheese. They're all good. Of course, you can have cold pizza or a donut or leftover Chinese food. It's all okay. Been there, done that. Just get your body started for the day. But if you miss the morning, have breakfast for lunch or dinner and try a champion breakfast the next day. I'm Quantella. Join me next time to find out what's on the menu.